I'm Margaret Mullings. Welcome to Mentorship Class today. And it is an honor to be here with you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, breathe your breath upon everyone in this class today. And I ask, Father, that you would comfort, heal, strengthen, revive, and renew everyone under the sound of my voice. And today in this class, may someone be encouraged and strengthened. In Jesus' name, amen. Our topic today is the servant's heart. And I'm sharing with you from Seeds of Hope, a collection of inspirational writings, volume 1 of my first book. These words echo all across the land. How may I help you? How can I serve you? May I take your order? Or what can I do for you today? The telephone operator very pleasantly says, "With pleasure to serve you. How may I direct your call?" The Bahamas is a touristic destination. Very often, tourists would write letters expressing the positive impact of a servant's heart. They received such a warm and friendly, courteous service. That should read, they received such warm and friendly, courteous service. Hundreds, if not thousands, are excited about returning. The home is buzzing with excitement. Mother is cooking a delicious meal. She has worked tirelessly. Her fingers are worn to the bone, yet she does not complain, serving everyone in the house with a smile. Dad is serving too, providing, correcting, and instructing. The children soon realize that service with a good attitude is what really counts. Jesus Christ himself is the greatest example of a servant's heart. Everywhere he went, he took time out to serve someone, washing the dusty feet of his disciples, even serving the little children, never turning anyone away. A servant's heart must be willing to give up time, resources, and skills. Sometimes, going beyond the call of duty with the strength and zeal of compassion that only comes from God. The servant's heart has longevity, enduring the test of times, being insulted, assaulted, having evil returned to you for the good service you had rendered. There is also the pain of rejection, being mocked and jeered. The servant's heart still continues like the Duracell battery, becoming weak at times, but always receiving a recharge, very quickly continues on. God, our Abba Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, is the one who imparts his grace into our hearts, giving to us the compassion and his agape love to effect a change in people's lives. Does God the Father have your whole heart? I'd like to ask you that question again in this class. Does God the Father have your whole heart? And I'm speaking to me also. Allow your heart to become a servant's heart and impact someone's life today, whose path you may cross. Yes, you may have degrees and doctorates and very successful in what you have in your vocation. But if you don't have the servant's heart, it will all come crumbling down. I challenge you in this class today to have a servant's heart in all that you do, in the way that you treat others. Especially, it begins at home, where we live. Yes, it is so important to have the servant's heart. And so as I leave you, I want to encourage you today. In all that you do, look to God, Abba Father, as your source of everything that you need. And ask Him to transform your heart and mind into a servant's heart. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the servant's heart today. Thank you, Father, for moving by your Spirit geographically right now and touching every heart in this class in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, that they would have a fresh experience, a personal one with you, Father, and know you in an intimate way, communing with you, trusting you for every difficult moment. I pray for direction. I pray for your protection. I pray for your blessings on everyone under the sound of my voice in this class. Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until our next class, God bless you with a servant's heart. Be encouraged.